What is going down? 91.1 WEDM. It is your boy DJ Rello back today. It is a wonderful, wonderful Friday. The Warriors will be playing later on tonight. And today I am here with Miss G on Beyond the Classroom. How you doing today, Miss G?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great, actually. It's a great Friday. Great day to be a Warrior. Every day is a great day. It's your birthday today?
Yeah.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Well, happy birthday, Miss G.
Thank you.
For those of you that don't know, Miss G, your real name is Miss Gillum, right? Miss Gillum, short for Miss G. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Of course, of course. So, today on Beyond the Classroom, I'm here to ask you a couple questions. Like, Beyond the Classroom, a lot of people don't know you Beyond the Classroom because obviously you're a teacher here at Warren Central High School. But what got you into teaching art?
I feel like I was just into art first. Like, when I was in high school, I always knew that I wanted to do something in art. And, as a kid, like, I was always doing something related to art. I was always the artsy kid, like, in my family. And then I got to high school, and when you were in high school, you could, like, TA for teachers if you had study halls. And I would always TA for my art teacher because I was like, this is fun. Like, I just get to be in a room, make art. And I was like, you have a really cool job. Mm-hmm. Like, you literally come to school, you make art, you get to teach kids art. So that's, like, how I got into it. I was like, oh, like, I can do something. I can make art, but I can also have, like, a job that's, like, consistent and, like, is going to get me paid.
Right.
Things like that.
Yeah, that's sort of how it is, like, here in radio. Because, like, I've been here for 2 years now. And, like, last year, it was a lot of seniors, and I got to watch them do, like, what they did. So, and it kind of motivated me. I was like, oh, this is cool. So I think I can take on this field or whatever. So I've been doing it ever since then, and I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real cool here. But, so what is your medium? What is your favorite medium in art?
I mean, like, my favorite medium is ceramics, which is why I teach it.
Uh-huh.
So I actually student taught here when I was in college. I majored in art education, and then I did a concentration in ceramics, which just means that, like, that's the medium that I work with the most and I learned about the most. So it's, like, what I know and do best. And it's just, I don't know, like, there's so many people that take my class because it's something that's so relaxing, and, like, everybody at any level, any age, like, really loves it. And I don't know, you've been in the classroom, like, you right. see how people be vibing, like.
Yeah, we'd be in there all the time.
Yeah.
Especially last year, we didn't leave that classroom. We was in there every day. But, like, for those that don't know what ceramics is, could you, like, explain it for us?
Ceramics is just working with clay, so. I feel like a lot of people think it's just, like, throwing on the wheel, which is, like, the thing that spins. But ceramics is just working with clay, like, hand building, learning those, like, low-level techniques, like, those starter-level techniques, and then working it up. And, like, it's anywhere from sculpture to, like, functional pieces, decorative mm-hmm. pieces, things like that.
Would you say ceramics was hard?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, every year, like, when I start the first lesson, I'm like, pinch pots are so basic, like, should I do something else, like, is this too easy for high schoolers? And then I do the lesson and I'm like, nah, like, you guys are struggling with this because it's something new. They've never mm-hmm. like, a lot of kids have never had the opportunity to work with clay, and if they have, it's, like, been in elementary school. So
art thing was a thing you did in college, like, you learned it in college mostly,
The first ceramics class I took was in high school. I went to a really small high school, so when they introduced ceramics, like, they started the program, we didn't even have a kiln, so, like, we couldn't even keep everything that we had. Like, we would just recycle it all.
Uh-huh.
So it started in high school, and then that next year we got a kiln, and we, like, could glaze stuff and, like, keep things. And then, yeah, when I was in college, like, every time I had an elective or it was like, hey, choose a medium to, like, take a class in, it was always ceramics that I took.
Well, how does teaching correlate with art as a hobby?
I mean, like, I literally, kids ask me all the time, like, do you like your job? Or, like, does this even feel like work? And I'm like, this is, I would teach nothing else.
Right.
Like, it just feels nice to be doing what I'm passionate in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I come to work and I'm just, it's, I'm very lucky in the sense that I get to teach, like, what I love. And it's easy for me to teach because I love what I do.
Cool. So you, basically, when you're at home, if you, like, on your free time, you would do art?
Yeah, like, I am here a lot. Mm-hmm. I recently just moved, like, closer, so, like, I use the school as, like, my studio, like, anytime I, like, make things. I'm working on, like, getting a home studio. But, yeah, like, if I'm at home, like, I'm like, like sketching things, like, or coming in to like make things and whatnot. Like, I run a small business on the side, and I sell pottery. So,
okay, that's cool. Do you you have any pets? Like, anybody that live with you, or is it just you?
Yeah, no, it's my fiance and I. We just bought a house. We have my dog. Like, when we dated, we had our separate pets. My dog Penny and his cat Jet, and then he has a turtle whose name is Richard.
Turtle. I'm kind of into reptiles. I have a snake and a lizard, a ball python. His name is Guwop. And then my lizard, he's a leopard gecko. His name is Colossal. But I got them when I was younger. I'd probably say I got my snake, I think, my 14th birthday. And then I got my lizard probably like my 13th, 12th.
So you got a zoo in your house?
Yeah, a little bit. And my pops, he just started doing the dog kennels for Bully. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a lot going on in there with pets and everything like that. But, yeah, I live with my mother, my father, and then my older brother. He's 21. My mom and my dad, they've been married for about 19 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love my family.
Nice.
It's fun. But you said you and that's your fiance?
Yeah, you can call my husband. Okay. He's basically my husband.
So when are y'all planning on getting married?
We got engaged not this last summer, but the summer before, and we're just like gonna elope. Our first date was on a Friday the 13th in October. So like, and we have like matching tattoos for it. So we're gonna get married the next Friday the 13th in October is in 2023. So, oh, okay. Not this October, but next.
Next October.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's real cool. Hey, who does the cooking at your house?
Me.
You?
I do the cooking, and, like, he cleans the dishes.
You like cooking?
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, what's your favorite meal to make?
I mean, like, I'm Mexican, so, like, I'm always trying to, like, do things that relate to my culture and, like, learn more about it. That's, right. Like, how I learn about it. I make great rice, like, great Spanish rice. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Chicken tinga, if you've never had it, it's really good. Yeah.
I like Mexican food though. Like, but usually when I get Mexican food, I go to like I get like fajitas or like something simple. Like, but my favorite food is tacos. What's your favorite food?
Same tacos. But like, you can't go to like Guadalajara and stuff. You gotta find like a taco truck.
Taco. Yeah. 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 But my mom, she makes good tacos too, so I eat her tacos a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah,
corn or flour tortillas. Choose wisely.
I just got into the corn tortilla. I just got into them. I grew up on the flour, but I just like started eating the corn. They're pretty good actually. I ain't gonna lie.
You should. There's a place over on 10th Street by Speedway, the gas station called Toloqueño, and you should try them. They've got great tacos.
Okay, I might have to tap in with them. but what's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant at the moment, or are we talking like restaurant or like fast food? Like
any restaurant, fast food. You can give me both restaurant or fast food.
I'm like, let me look at my DoorDash history. I would definitely say like the Toloqueño, like the Mexican place. Uh-huh. I'm always gonna support like a small business. My fiance and I are really big about making sure that we support like black owned restaurants and like stuff like that. There's a place off of 34th and Keystone, Chef Oya's The Trap, and then she does like seafood boil type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Her stuff's really good. R&R. I'm trying to think. Chicken Scratch, Chef Tia's.
I had Chicken Scratch. I think I heard of The Trap. I just never had it, but I had Chicken Scratch though.
You should go. She always has specials, like a deal going on every day. But yeah.
My favorite place to eat is Olive Garden. I think I'm a big pasta guy. And I think that grew on me while wrestling because, like, we eat pasta after we cut weight because of carbohydrates. So they really, like, pasta grew on me. I ain't, like, Olive Garden is my favorite place to eat.
Yeah, it's just the bread. Italian food's, like, my least favorite. Like, I would eat a pasta. I would eat a pasta, like... But it's fine. But, like, I don't like meat sauce. Like, growing up, when my parents would make spaghetti, I would just eat the noodles.
Right.
And some cheese. Like, I don't know. I also don't eat, like, meat. Like, I eat chicken and fish. So, I feel like lasagna has a lot of beef in it.
it's only right to ask you what dessert. After we talked about restaurants, what's your favorite dessert?
I feel like, number one, I hate cake. Like, but I love a good cake. Yes. I don't like cake. I don't know what it is. I love a good cupcake, which doesn't make sense. But, like, if I had to pick number one, I'm going to pick, like, tres leches or flan.
Which is? I don't know what that is.
They're both Mexican desserts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, cake is, like, it depends. It depends.
People the just icing be has to be cakes.
Good. The ice has to be
whipped good. Or buttercream?
Whipped. Buttercream is good, too, though. Buttercream is good, too. But, like, whipped, it's just, especially when it's cold.
Absolutely not.
That's it's like just so good. It's just so good, but it's cold. But nah, my favorite dessert though is it probably has to be a big warm cookie with ice cream on the top.
Yeah, a la mode.
Any of those I eat.
You ever had a pizookie?
Pizookie. That sounds familiar. I think I did have one of those. I think I had one of those. Before my state finals match, not like right before, cause like it's a long break between the finals match, so it's probably about a 4-hour break. But I had like when we went out to dinner, I actually got one of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're real good. I can't remember what place I was eating at.
I feel like the only place that has them around here is BJ's Brew House.
I think that's where I was at. I ain't gonna say that's what, but I think that's where I was at.
Yeah.
Where is it at?
I know that there's one. Only one I've been to is the one in Bloomington, but there is one over in Avon.
Yep, that's where I was at.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was real good, actually. anything cookie, I eat. Baked cookies, I eat. Brownies, I eat. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I eat a lot, especially like when wrestling season isn't around. I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Regardless, I love food.
Fully cooked or gooey brownie.
I don't know. Gooey's, but I gotta be able to dip my brownie in some milk. Like the gooey,
what?
I can't really like dip it for real. I don't know, but both of them good. I eat both of them. But we know last year you taught in you participated in Teach Madness. Talk to us about Teach Madness a little bit. Like, how do you like? You like Teach Madness? It's fun.
Yeah, I like Teach Madness. I'm a very competitive person. I played sports in high school, and like, I also coach. So I'm a very competitive person, and I don't like losing. But Mr. Blythe deserved it. He's a good teacher. Like, he was a good sport. Yeah, and I'm gonna do it again. Like, it was fun. It was nice. I feel like I met a lot of people, and like I got to know a lot of people and students just from the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just, I think it's something that's cool for the school. Like, I feel like, you know, March comes around and like you're at the end of mid to end of like the second semester of school, and you know, people are usually over school, and it's just something to like help pep people up get excited.
The numbers goes crazy on Teach Madness all the time, but
yeah.
You mentioned, what did you just mention?
That I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, that you was going to do it again. What would you do differently this year than last year?
I feel like the reason that I got so far last year was just because, I student taught here. So, like, the kids that are freshmen this year, I met them when they were in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've known them all through, like, middle school, that's cool. Middle school, and, like, now they're in high school. And that's why I feel like now those kids are starting to get older. And, like, I feel like a lot of kids hear about me and they hear about my class from, like, the students that I already know. So, like, I feel like I got a good network going on. I feel like I have a lot of kids this year. I have a lot of returning students, but I have a lot of kids that are taking my class that, you know, they have friends and they might not know me, but they know me now. Like, I don't know. I'm a very friendly person. Like, my department makes fun of me all the time because I'm constantly, like, waving and saying hi to people.
Right.
And then I feel like people recognize me from that. So, yeah. I'm going to just keep being me. Like, I'm a very keep a genuine person.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But you said you were a very competitive person. You said you played sports in high school. What sports?
Softball.
Softball. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's cool. You coached, too? You coached softball as well?
I don't coach softball. Like, I don't think I could keep it together if I coach softball. Like, I'm very competitive. I coached cheer over at Crescent. Okay. I did cheer for a while, like, all through my childhood. So, but yeah.
I feel that I could coach, but I couldn't teach. Like, I couldn't be a teacher, but I could be a coach.
But coaching is literally just teaching.
No, like, yeah, I
You're
understand
just
that.
About a sport.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. It's just something that I feel.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know, you've got to teach about something that you're passionate about. Like, I could only teach art.
Right.
Like, I couldn't teach people. Shout out to all the math teachers out there, because you got to love math. And, like, I had the best math teacher in high school, and he was really passionate about it. But not everybody can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Miss G. That's all the questions I have for you today. I appreciate you coming in the studio, taking time out today to come in, talk to me, get to know you a little better. But thank you.
You're welcome.